This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. Regardless of the outcome of that injunction filed against the city by Occupy LA protesters, their numbers have dwindled noticeably. The end of the Occupy LA encampment, at least in its current form, seems imminent. Over the past week, with their political message all but drowned out by the media focus on how long they'll hold on and on whether they'll go out with a bang or a whimper, the question arises, why are the protesters staying on? Kevin Roderick of LA Observed joined me earlier. He says that at this point, it's a matter of symbolism.
The symbolism is they're on this land outside City Hall, and they've gotten actually a fair amount of support for it from the folks inside City Hall, from the politicians, and from the labor unions that, you know, have a lot of clout in Los Angeles, and from ordinary citizens around the city. But there's a whole other and probably much larger group of ordinary citizens who either are confused about why these people are down there on the City Hall lawn or are becoming resentful that they're down on the City Hall lawn, have been there for 2 months, using up city resources to monitor them and also, you know, degrading the park that was around City Hall. And that's the position that the mayor finds himself in. See, the mayor has the mayor comes from the background of being a labor organizer as well as an ACLU official in Los Angeles. He has, you know, a very strong record of support of civil liberties and civil rights. But at the same time, you know, he's got constituents all over the city who are saying, why are these guys occupying our park for 2 months in violation of city law? So he had to try to figure out some way out of it.
As a longtime observer of City Hall, have you ever seen any sort of drama like this unfold?
Well, this, I think, is a little bit different. But earlier in the 1980s, there was an attempt to try to do something about the homeless population. And City Hall and labor got together then and built an encampment, emergency housing for homeless people. It was down in Skid Row, and it got the name Justiceville. And that also was one of those things that started to look like it was just going to be around forever. A lot of the homeless people moved in, and after several months, City Hall finally started, you know, there was a backlash forming around the creation of this spot that was now becoming a focal point for all discussion and concern about the homeless population, which was pretty bad in those days. So I think even then you saw City Hall kind of learning the message of don't get into one of these kind of situations where you don't see a way out. And I think that's what's happened here with Occupy. It seemed like a good idea at the time to support Occupy, and lately you don't see the same kinds of expressions of support. Although, interestingly, Mayor Villaraigosa, in his announcements over the last couple of days, putting out the word that they are going to have to leave, he's been very conciliatory toward the overall message of Occupy LA and the Occupy movement more generally. He's been very complimentary of what they've accomplished in terms of getting the attention of the public and the body politic. But, you know, the idea of having a camp in this little scratch of grassland around City Hall is not sustainable, and that's what's going to have to leave. He's invited the Occupy people to continue to protest every day on the Spring Street steps as long as they don't, you know, put up tents and stick around for a while. Mm-hmm. That's where the dilemma is for the mayor and for the city council, is that they just can't have an encampment like this going on indefinitely, or they risk running into a lot of other political problems.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Lisa.
You can read Kevin Roderick's blog at laobserved.com. He joins us most Mondays right here at 89.9 KCRW.